Weiser meint. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. All the Kinyan Rabbanon, let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Tvartir or Mois Kenis, and Mashiach is not Kenis, and Mashiach is only Kenis, mid Rabbanon. So the question is, if it's Kenis mid Rabbanon, if it's Kaddish and Isha, with the Chepetz in which he made Mashiach, is she Kodeshes mid Raise, or she's Kodeshes mid Rabbanon? There is a Machlokes Rishonim on that. So the Machlokes says, what's the Machlokes Rishonim? Those Rishonim who say that all the Kinyonim in the Rabbanon are affected with the Raise, they hold that the Keach of Hefkar and Hefkar implies a Keach to divest title from Ruven and to invest it in Shimon. Some may later, if somebody was Kine, Chifetz, Mimana Shloshim, this the Chomes Chachom, he would be Mikadish and Isha, with that Chifetz, would she be Mikodeshes with the Reis or not? So it all depends. What's the Mani Shlosh? Let's say, Pikodim. Ruven was Mavkid, Pikodim, Isha Shimon. And then, he wants to give way the Pikodim to Levi. So Ruven, Shimon, Levi stand in one room, and Ruven says to Shimon, the diamond watch that I deposited with you, you give it away. Nothing else. No possession, nothing, no Mashiach, no Agboy. So Levi is Kenyan. Suppose Levi will then, the same day, he'll tell the Isha, I'm giving you that diamond watch. Before Levi made a Kenyan in the diamond watch. So he gave it away to the woman, Bitiras Dush. Won't she be Mekodeshes mid Reis, or Mekodeshes mid Rabbanon, Machlokes Rishonim? So Machlef Raim says, Rashi Shiti is, she'll be Mekodeshes mid Rabbanon, and the other Rishonim Shiti is, she'll be Mekodeshes mid Reis. What's the Machlokes? So Machlef Raim says, that's the Machlokes. According to the Rishonim, that Manus Roshni is effective mid Reis, so Hefker Bezen Hefker implies a Keach of divesting, of changing the bias of moments, of divesting title from Ruben and investing him. He doesn't have to make any kion. It's his mid-rise, because the heart, business head, so by their mere pilot, they are able to change the ownership in a certain way. For those who say, like Rashi, who says that if somebody was Mikadish and Isha, with the moment that is in Takomis Chachomim to Manish Loshni, she's only Mikodeshes in the Rabbanon, but in the Raise, it's not his, so she's not Mikodeshes, they hold. Hefkapes and Hefke only implies the Keach of taking away and give it to somebody else, and it's not considered Gezel. If it's not considered Gezel, if he makes a Kinyan, so then he's Kinyan. But until he makes a Kinyan, it's not his in the Raise. I think that should be told. This is what the Machne Ephraim says. I think that should be told in the two Rishonim. According to Rabbi Yitzchok, that Hefka Bezen Hefka is deduced from the Pasuk V'Cholash Al Yovel Shleishes Hayomi. So it means the Keach that Bezen has to divest ownership from Ruvain and to invest ownership in Shimon. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says, "Ela anachris, asher nochal le'lozer akein b'Yishua b'nun, v'roshe aveis, v'chimayi roshe mitzlevis, l'imrach ma'o v'is manchil nezbneim kol mashi yotzu, af roshe manchil mom kol mashi yotzu. Manchil mom kol mashi yotzu. They can change amount. The ownership of mamonis, of property. Mashiachin, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, that we learn it out. So that's the shita that a king in the Rabbanon is effective with the Raise. Machilim is me Mashiach. But according to Rabbi Yitzchok's drashi, Kol Asher Yovel Shei Sayon Vatzasor Vaskin Yecham Kol Chushi. It means that Bezen has a keach to confiscate. Take away from it and give it to somebody else. It's not Gezel. It's not Gezel, so. So it's like Hefka. It's like Hefka. But Hefka doesn't become yours until you make a kinyan. it's not yours. So maybe they say, anything, any kinyan deraveno, I say, I'm a shoshni. If you are Mekadosh and Misha before you made a kinyan deraveno, so she's not Mekadoshes in the eyes. That's Ligabe, Hefka Beznefka. The same shaila can apply to Dinah Malchus. I think that the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is not. There are some Rishayim who say that's the first Loshon that the Rashba mentioned. They who say that there is a machleke between the first Loshon and the second Loshon. According to the first Loshon, so Dinah Malchus Dinah applies to everything. It's all Dinah Malchus. According to the second Loshon, it only applies to those in Yonim that are indispensable for the functioning of the Malchus. But private matters in the Mamanes, there is no Dinah Malchus in it. Then, that's one thing. Rabbi Yehuda says there is no Machlekes between the first Loshon and the second Loshon. But there are two Alochas of Dinah Malchus. In regard to Texas, then the Melech Hezekiah to change the ownership. Let's say, if the Melech says every resident in my country has to pay $100 a month, so that becomes a chayv. He changes, he's mafkir in the moment. If the Melech says that all the trees that are necessary for the making of bridges, so are the property of the Melech, of the state, it becomes a property of the state. One doesn't have to do anything on it because that's the tzirach avos. Mashein kein, in private matters, how a title is to be transferred from one owner to the other. So there is no halacha that the Melech can legislate and be divest a title from one and invest in somebody else. But the Melech, Litzir of Ne'amdina, of course it has to be Litzir of Ne'amdina. So Hezekiah to make laws, and anything that is done according to these laws do not involve any suggestion. Do not involve any suggestion. But it doesn't become the other person's, but it means, let's say the Melech legislated that when Reuven transfers his sode to Shimon and has a deed executed in court, so then the title changes. So it doesn't change, obviously. But when a person goes to court and he enforces it, and then he gets the sode, and then he makes a king chazoke, then it becomes his. So there is another halacha of Dinah Malchus HaDineh, that in Dinah Momenes, anything that is done according to the Dinah Malchus is not gezel. If it's not gezel, if he takes it and he makes a kinyan chazoke, whatever kinyan, so then it becomes his. And that's true according to the first Loshon in Gittin, according to the second Loshon in Gittin. But why are they tweaking this? Because the first Loshon in Gittin says Dinah Malchus HaDineh, and even though the Mishnah says Kol Hashtoreh Soilis Ba'achoy Yishoyit Yitrachovim Kshirim, even Mishtam HaToneh, it doesn't mean Kshirim that automatically the moment the Shtar is signed by the Goyishe judges, so title is transferred. No! It means that he has a right, that Kabo HaToneh, when he gets such a deed, so he has a right, how Pedin is allowed to go to court and enforce the deed, then the judges will declare, render a decision that he can collect, recover that sode. Then, after he recovers the sode, so he'll make a king and chazoke, then it will become his. If there hadn't been a dinah malchus HaDineh, it would be desol. He can make 1,000 chazokes, it wouldn't become his. But because of the halacha of Dinah Malchus HaDineh that it's not gezel, so Mumele becomes his. But it will only become his after he makes the king of Chazak. After he makes the king of Chazak. That's one Loshon in the Rashba. Then, that's all the part and parcel of the quote from Amir's the Rabbi Yehin to Lopasta, the best of Lopasta has the whole quote of Rabbi Yehin. The other lesson is that even if he doesn't go to court, it already is. But not because of Dine Malchus, Dine per se. Because of Dine Malchus, Dine, it's not Gezel. So melee he became yet because of the Kinyan Sintuse. Because the Gemara in the Metzia says that there is a Kinyan Sintuse. What does Sintuse mean? Minagam Dine. Minagam Dine. In other words, the Gemara mentions if the minigav, the sochem is that whenever they discuss a certain transaction, then they decide upon a certain sale, then they shake hands. Today, among the diamond merchants, the Jewish diamond merchants, they wish themselves mazel broche, and that is symbolic of the consummation of the transaction. So that's Sintuse. The Gemara mentions Sintuse means a mark on Israel. In other words, if the meaning of the Sochem is that when they finalize a sale of textile, let's say, then they put a mark upon the linen, upon the wool, you know, and that is symbolic of the consummation of the transaction. So that's change your style, special Allah, Sintuse Minik. So there are one lashon in the Rashba, the Rabbi Yehin, it's not the Rashba, the Rabbi Yehin is that both lashon is the first lashon and the second lashon agree. The Dine Malchus Dine in the sense of the Malchus being able to divest title from one and invest title in another only applies to like taxes and domain and other things. Or let's say that any transfer of real property, if it is not recorded, so then the Melach doesn't get his tax, so it's null and void, so it's Litzeach Malchus. But in other private matters that are not indispensable for the functioning, the proper functioning of the state, there is no Aloch of Dine de Malchus Dine in the sense that the Melech can divest and invest title. But there is another Aloch. In all in Yonim of Dine Momenes, not Mechaveri, if it's Litzera of Neyam Dine, not even Litzera of Malchus, so anything that is done does not involve Gezel. But if it doesn't involve Gezel, some Mele he has to make Kinyan Chazak. So when the Gemara in Bobasra says Yisroel habomach masakum and the Hetchne and the Akum and the Yisroel together had adverse possession for 40 years, so then the original Gemara Kama, even if it proves that the Akum guzzled it from him 41 years ago, so he cannot be made from the Yisroel because of Dine Malchus Dine. So Rabbi Yehin says it means because the Yisroel came, who brought it from the Akum, he made the Kinyan Chazak in it. So melee becomes his for the Kinyan Chazak, not for the Dine Malchus Dine per se. But the Dine Malchus Dine is important because without the Malchus Dine, the Kinyan Chazak wouldn't be effective. If you gazle Yisode and you make 1,000 Chazakes, you're not getting it. So he says, so here the first washing of the Gemara here applies the Mishneh to the case where the Mikabel Matone already brought suit in court and the judges recovered it and then the Mikabel Matone made the Kinyan Chazakim. So melee becomes his for the Kinyan Chazakim. But so when the Mishneh says it's kosher, it doesn't mean it's kosher immediately, it's kosher after he enforced it. Yeah, because of Chazok. So what's the effect of Dine Malchus Dine? That it's not Gezel. Then the second motion of Rabbi Yehin is that the Pshat in the Mishneh is it's effective even before it brings suit. Because since he has a keach to enforce it by bringing suit in court, some mele, the shtar itself is Lugora ten simtusim.
Why doesn't the second lashon use Dina Mokhus Adina? Why doesn't the second lashon apply Dina Mokhus Adina? Why doesn't the second lashon agree?
Oh, so the question is of the extent of sintusin, because sintusin means that it was done the way it is customary to be done. So let's say if there is a universal practice among all the merchants that when they consummate a transaction, they put in mark or they give it keskav, they shake hands and wish themselves mazel bracha. So that is in conformity to the minhag. But here, the minhag was not a universal practice. So here, so many times, whenever in that malchus a person had a deed of karkin executed by the court, so many times the person willingly gave him over the sovereign. But sometimes the donor refused to turn over the sovereign, and he had to bring suit. So maybe it's not such a common custom that by executing the deed, so the field was turned over from one person to the other. Let's say in the case where you made a mark on the seller, that was the universal practice. Every time they consummated the deed and they put a mark on the seller, so the seller gave the seller over to the... It didn't make an issue. But with Gabriel Kark, it wasn't so passionate.
Even though among the guy that was a Shtamatana. Even among the guy, this is a Rechtika Shtamatana.
Yeah, but still. They're so meticulously obedient, you know, to the law, that they should turn over. So many buyers, or many Mikabu Matone, had to bring suit, and like today, and engage a lawyer. It wasn't such a simple thing. So mele, the union of Simtuse doesn't apply. Sintusen means minek. The question is whether the law allows him, gives him the right to bring suit and enforce it. Is that considered like a minek or it's not considered minek? Anyway, so there are two lishenis rabbiyeh. But both lishenis agree that dine malchus dine in matters that are not l'tzir ha-malchus. So it's not like in Texas. In Texas, it's a keach of hafkos mamon. But in other inyanim of the mamonos, it's not a keach of hafkos mamon. It's not gezel. It's not a gazel. Let's say, according to the Rishayim, there are more pastimes like the Rishayim in Dinah Malchus, in Dinah Tlais, the old Dinah Malchus. But there are Rishayim l'achelik. So if a Jew will enforce his rights according to Dinah Malchus against another Jew, will he be considered a gazel? Will he not be considered a gazel?
Even according to the Rishayim.
Even according to the Rishayim. Not considered a gazel. Gazlan isn't, because anything that is done with the keach of the malchus, if it's litzer of neamdine, so then it's not gezel. But, so gezel it isn't, but it's not his, if it will be kaddish and ishe, shall not be kodeshes. Not be kodeshes. So it's like hefka. So in hefka, if you have the keach to make a keach as okay, and the choir is yours. So here too. Now, the question is, on what halachas are the two dinim of dinim malchus in Menachos? Now, we discussed last time that according to Menachos Shem, the halacha of dinim malchus in is based upon the din of kibush. According to other Shem, it's based upon dinim. Rashi, Yisef, Midor, Rashi, Yidikin, upon dinim. Some mele dinim implies a aloche that the malchus has the obligation to promulgate a civic code to regulate the relationships between one person and another. But that chiyuv is only to promulgate a civic code in regard to goyim, not in regard to Jews. But mele seems that chiyuv to promulgate a civil code God to go in, so if they apply it to Jews too, so it's also effective. Mele doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael, only to Melech Hakam. That's Rashi Shite and Gezer and Dom Shite. And then Teise Shite is And the Rambam Shita, he said, it's based upon Kibush. Kibush. So the Malchus has a Kiyach Kibush. I think that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that there are two halachas of the Rambam. One is based upon Kibush. Then the Rashbam in Bava Basra, I think, Tafim Dalet, he says, Tafim Dalet, hey, so the Rashbam says, why is the Malchus a Dine? Because the Malchus represents the Rotzen of Ne'am Dine. Because there is a loch in Rambam that when we say Dine Malchus a Dine, if the Magbeah of the Melech, he circulates among the Ne'am Dine. Rambam in Chazir Aveda Perikei Halacha Yudzayim said Melech Shekora Silonu Yishar Balibati V'yosem En Gesher Mutal Avi Olaf V'chein Im Horaz Botim V'yosem Yisem Derech V'chein Mutal Hanizbe V'chein Kukalitz V'yishadina Melati V'medvom Amorim B'melech Shemadbe Yeitzim V'yisem Arotis Shear Eskimo Lebnei Se Horetz וסמכו דלתון שהוא אגניהם והם לא יעבודים אבל ממדבי יצא הרי הוא כגזלן ועל עזריע לצגמור כוך מחבור הסליסטים המזיונים שאיניהם דין וכי מלר זה וכל עבוד אוף כגזלן וכל דבר so the Gemara says that we say דין מלחוזות דין only a מלך whose coin circulates among the Bnei Amdin. But the Rambam explains it because today we have elections. So we know whether the people are behind the government or not behind the government. So even with the elections, it's not always a rally. You see what is happening in Panama now. It's happening with Vija. I mean, so there was election, but never mind, he ignores the election. So that was the blunder committed by Prime Minister Shamir. It's a very serious blunder. As a matter of fact, Kissinger said that it was a blunder. He says, in modern history, there has never been a case where people were allowed to vote and that it shouldn't result in independence. Because that's the first step towards independence. It was a big blunder by Shamir to agree to that. You see what one result was, that Secretary of State Baker already rebuked the State of Israel. Why did you rebuke the State of Israel? Because Shamir made a concession. You know, their votes, so you control their votes. They are such murderers, and they threaten every Arab who will not fulfill their orders that they will be killed. So how can you have elections in such a place? It was a big mistake. Anyway, but so even today, so the elections don't prove anything. The elections. So don't prove anything. But in those days, there was no voting system. How could one know whether the people are behind the king or not? How? There was one criteria, and that was whether the coin of the Melech circulated. So that was the practice among the ancient autocratic kings. When somebody became king, so he made a special coin. Special coin. Even by Shani, when Hudas became king, he made his coins. When Yana Amela became king, he produced a new coin. So if the coin of the new king circulates among the people, so that was like a vote of confidence. If it doesn't circulate, it's a vote of non-confidence. So the Rambam says, "Lamed v'amamurim l'melach shemadbei yeitzi v'eisen ha'arotis, sh'ar yiskim olov n'eise oretz v'som chabaiton, shu adineyem v'im lo yagodim, avolim in madbei yeitzi yareyu kukazlem v'alzreya." Of what effect and significance will be the voting in the Western Bank when they are intimidated, all the Arabs are intimidated. Anyone who will say something against Arafat will be killed. And so many Arabs were killed already by the PLO. PLO, all the other terrorist groups. So Mele, the Rashbam says, why do we say Dine Malchus Dine? Because it is the Melech whose Madbeya circulates. So Mele, it means that he represents the das of the Me'am Dine. So not worry, so it's not Gezel. So it's not Gezel, because Kodovo Sheb Momein is Noikaya. In Momein, so a person can make all kinds of noise. And suppose you have a million people, so it depends upon the law of the majority. So in other words, so one din of Dine Malchus Dine is based upon Kiddush. So that's Halacha. That of course Momein, he can diversify title, invest title. That's only if it's a Tzeach HaMdini. There is a law of Kiddush, if it's a Tzeach HaMdini. But to interfere in private transaction between one person and another, there is no Keach of Kiddush. But since he has the support of the people, so maybe it's Dovah Shabim Momein. So Toikayim, it's not Gezel. But it doesn't become his, it cannot become Shemisha with that until he makes a King Chazok in it. So that's the two things. The Rashbam says that.
Some say it's not a real Kenyan yet.
It's not a Kenyan yet.
So anything that's probably with the Melech himself is probably with the Svar of Kibush.
Yeah.
Why is the Kenyan? Why is the Kedusha the Kedusha with the Rabbanon? Achara, shouldn't it be Kedusha with the
Rabbanon? No, so Machna Chaim says.
But that's sad, there shouldn't be Kedusha with the Rabbanon
because he never made a Kenyan.
So it's just when he gets not in Gezel, he never made a Kenyan, even under Rabbanon.
So Muhammad, that's why Rashi says that if it's Mikadish and Misha with the Chayfetz that was Kenyan from my Mishroshti, she's only Mikodesh with the Rabbanon.
I'm asking, shouldn't it be with the Rabbanon? Because even on the Rabbanon level, they still need a Kenyan to make the Chalais Kenyan. It's just the din of not Gezel.
The Rabbanon is a Kenyan.
Oh, the Rabbanon is a Kenyan.
Yeah, I call it a Kenyan. The Chidesh is the Rabbanon is that it's Midrais, but with the Rabbanon it certainly is.
The Rabbanon is
a Kenyan. I call it a Chacham, Midme Niser. If the Chacham, a Kedeya Hashem, of Nivele Anei Tovo, so it's Nivele M'de Rabon, but it's not Nivele M'de Reis. So why should the Nomines be Goruah? But the other Rishonim hold is M'de Reis.
So who's the one that says that it's only within Gezel? The Rabon say it's only the not Gezel? Or they only have the plan of working the Nivele?
The Machine doesn't use the Roshim, it's not Gezel. He says it's Hefker.
Hefker,
but I explain it that way.
Justice
Hefker does not involve any Gezel, but it's not yours until you make a Kiyan. So you have to.
And the Dinadin, of course, the Dinadin not working with the law as a Hefker, though, it's just the Dinadin.
Yeah, the Dinadin, I mentioned it. More at a few than the base. A few names are Feluk Sheer. Do you scroll the Mashnas about it? For Ladne Krisis Nino? So how can Rav Shimon be Machshir?
The Goyim are not divorced, people to be divorced.
Omar Rav Zeira Yorat Rav Shimon Shtosha Rav Leza Domar Oidim Nisir Ekaz. So Mele, true they dechsime agoyim, but they are in the Messiah of Israel. The Omar Ababe, made a blessed view of the Irish apostle. So if it has no dechsime, okay. But if it has a dechsime, then it's worse. So it's possible, even though it has a Messiah chair. Rashi says, made a blessed view of the Irish apostle, after that, the Omar Ababe, get chain all of. Eidim kosher, davke in all of Eidim. Aval yeish, boy Eidim is psulin, posl mit Rabron. Why is it posl mit Rabron? Dil me koose li mimsere ba paye u mismach alai. Hoche maaskino am bi shimis mivokim. Shimis mivokim. Hei chadom me shimis mivokim. Om rav popek in humes da avudine ba shipsoye u ba kitre u batye vina komunim. Aval shemi shemi vokim, my lord. But if shemi shemi vokim, then Reb Shimon is not machsha. Yehoch ha-riton is safe elu yizkel. Elu bizman shenasu behedye, then it's possible. So he could make a distinction even in a choyiz gufe, lifting leis nim lidei, ba medvar amulim b'shemi shemi vokim. Aval shemi shemi vokim, לא, הוכנעמי קומה, זאת אומרת, שסעין הוכנעמי. באמת, הם אמורים בשם מבוקים, אבל בשם משם מבוקים, נעשה כמי שנעשה בהדיה תפסו. So that's one motion, אמא. So, according to this motion in the Gemara, רב שמעון is מתיר, is מכשיר, וזה נושא שלך עבודים, הוא עושה עם באחויס, with the Messiah Yisrael, provided the goyim have shemis mivokim. So it's recognizable that they are goyim.
So you won't come to rely on them.
That's right, yeah. But shemish, sheinu mivokim, then Reb Shimon will also pass. Then there's another rush. The boy say meseife asam legitim amin. In other words, Reb Shimon doesn't say that Gittin Oshim and Chochavodim are kosher b'achoyes. He's only referring to Gittin Momen. Now let's see the Rashi. Yishim is mevokim, David Gehovim de lo ishricha Yisrael, di maske b'hanesh mo'en, the Sule also miss Machala. The Maid Yoda, the Evdi Kehovim. Hey, who was Abedine Bash, Soya Bakito, Batanakum, a Kurum Shemis, Dayom Yehovim, that was typically non Jewish names. Lifleg Bide, Bido, Bahois Gufai, Avoshin, Shemavokin, Nasu Kish, Shosh, Torish, or Mecha, Shem Nasu Bet Yates, Beloya Hoyes, the Hane Badai Psir. Likabda ruya nafshi vichas mishikhe val kocha hai nase behediet ashosh tolos koma hoim dun raya de osa mikel vifluge bin hediet la achoyes diru bigetisho li enchrises hediet va achoyi shovit vore koma li husko gite yoroshim gite yisho li foseil elo bishayme yishayim nevok shayme yishayim nevok. So then it's possible even with the Messiah, because the Gita Yisho, Shema Shema Vokim, with the Messiah is Nasu Kishtor Shtores and Nasu Behed yet, just by itself. We boy Seime Seife, Loihusko Diktone Asan Gita Mame, Vi Rabonon Kamre, Vi Arei Shekoi, Varei Shekoi. כל השטור שלמה מולים לאחור של כחופים כשיר כהשטור מאחר עוד פרדי שסתם ליל דיס זה קונו לשטור זה דיסה בעלמה ולא יבשו זה כמי למר נפשי למכתב שטור וליהוסקו ליפוסי אלו בזמן שנעשו בהדית ולא יקבדה על רוי נפשי.
So is it Reb Shimon
Sopan?
Just Rabbanon?
Yes, Rabbanon, Rashi says. רב עוזר בר בייס, כך אמר רב שמעון לחכמים איציק, לא נחלקו רב עקיבא וחכמים על כל השטורס, הועילים בחודש רב יחובים, שאף על פי שחסני יחובים כשר, ואפילו בתינושים ושכב. So, רב עוזר בר בייס, he says that there was no מחלק, that both רב עקיבא and the חכמים. So, I made it. Bishtoros oimis b'achir shalik chovim. So it's kosher even gitinoshin shechavon. How can that be? Let's see the Rashi. Omer avshim chachomim smach litvov, da'afim lukshir. Lo nechuk avir chachomim shindir shalik lefoneinu al shtoros oimim shinkshir va'afilu gitinoshin b'shechavon. Chutz mi gitinoshin legasim b'reishet milz. The Rabshim with his self, they'll be safe and we'll say, the Rabbonim Gars of her Gars, we nechly call up his mansion as a bed, Sherbaki be Marsha, the Rahom in place, Chutz meet in Noshim, we shechore avodim. So, that goes without saying, that when the Rabshim says, we nechly call up a kibbe Rahom, I'll call a story, so you machu in Chovim, Shafal Pishach Snake, Homin, Shir, Machil, Gidin Shavodim. So it means Gidinosh Ravodim with the Messiah. Without the Messiah, how could it be kosher? But with the Messiah. So it's kosher. Lunechliku el bizman shenasa behedit. Lunechliku el bizman shenasa behedit. Let's see the Rashi. Sheravaki be machshia. Vachachomim peislin chutz mitinosh Ravodim. So Teisve says, Lunechliku. Rabaki Lechachoma Kashtoris, Pirish Kashtoris, Hilim Bachoish, Afar Pishakis, when you call him Shirin, Haiki Dine, Vaiki Dine, Shoshtoris, Becholin, Gitinosh, which you have for the baby, Missir, Vishim, Miss Mvok, Lunechli called his man Shnasa Bed yet, Pirish, Vishim, Miss Mvokim, Ridim, Missir, the Raki Lemarsia. So Tasteless pointed out, and the Ramban and the Rashbo say the same thing, that when Rabaki is Marsia, with Mediates, it means only with the Messiah. Only with the Messiah. But without Messiah, Hedekes. So there is no umdene v'loi mara nafshay. So how can it be kosher? So, v'loi goza alo nechman shas bedit pir mishim shmupok mi Messiah, tira ki be marsha. V'loi goza shia v'lo hachshia, avloi di Messiah, oto achos. V'chachomim peislin, bishoshtos, di gazrion, so the Chachomim Pasel Bishoshtores had Yetes with the Misire Yisrael because of Exeire. Chutz Migdinoshim Bishosht, so how could Shoshtores be more Chomor than Gidinoshim? So there is more of a Chosh. The Bishoshtores, the Ksherim Bachoiz, the Misire, Mimele, by a Yetes, even with the Misire, we passed. Because if it would be Machshir, had Yetes with Eidim Yisireh, so people will say that it can be without Eidim Yisireh also, because Achoyes is kosher without Eidim Yisireh. Masha'im in Gabigdinoshim, they couldn't make that mistake. Abigdinoshim afru b'Achoyes on Miskashche. Elo b'Eidim Yisireh is like a mikzami. Rapshim in Gamliel Eimeya, afeilu kshir. קוראים הרב גיטינושים אין קשירים, אלו במוקים שאין ישראל חסד. פירו שאין מניח אין ישראל אחת, בליודו ליטי ישראלים שאין ישראל. ישראל. אוקיי, דאו פוריך, מוקים שאין ישראל חסד מנם הליג זה. פירו שקידים דבי מוקים שאין ישראל חסד מן. גוזר אותו שמס מבוקים אותו, שמס שאין מבוקים. אם כאי מוקים, מוקים שאין ישראל חסד, נאמר לי גזיר, אותו מוקים שחסר מהפרפידה וכן גזיר לגזיר, מכל מוקים מסתבר למעט שכנכים כל היי, לא נעד על מה שכנו לפרשיש. So, this is what Jesus says, and the Ramban and the Rashbo say the same thing. However, from Rashi it's not much more that way. Let's see the Rashi. Vore Gassi. lo nechli kol b'znan shenas beedit shrakib emach sorachom im peislin chutz nigdin noshin shechavodu dichid in shenas beedit shtori necha dikain le raye valeyem di sadev dikechovin samchinon posl deima shikre chosl. That's why the Chachomim passed. Chachomim passed. Aber gzinoshim labalelen samchinon. Elayri misire uvishen is muvokin kamaya. So what did he say? So it's mashma, and that's the way the Rosh understood Rashi. It's mashma like this. That according to Rashi, Rav Akiva is machsher at yeite, is without the misire. And Rashi says, why? Because it's only the Raya. And the Chachomim passed because and what is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva holds that every goy ahead yet is lomar nafshay. I mean, that's inconceivable. Only achoy is lomar nafshay. But stamakum, there is no umdene of marafshay. So that's the kasha of the Rosh against Rashi. So according to Rashi, Rabbi Akiva is machshia, shor shtoros. Hediyeite is goy, even without any mission. And the Chachomim Pasol, why? Because ima b'shikachos. What does Rabbi Akiva say? There is no shosh of mishak. How could that be? Let's see the Rosh. Roshi is in the middle of paragraph Yud, and he's really discussing the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Nesova Alach Shure, towards the bottom of the column. Rabbi Nesova Alach Shure Bechnuf Yud Aramoy, Omele Rav Chom Achoyesna, Kosav Rav Alfez Vidavka Achoyes Vomikab Lesheikht, Vliedane Perushi de Mils, Inochas de Forish Taimed Achoyes, שמי דסתם אחויז למקד לשייך בה, אבל תנוב שדר המוי חלשין עמדו למקד לשייך בה, ומצד השקרה, איבוי אוי בוי אלינה דווקא אחויז איבירון דהנו למקד לשייך. Because right after the Gemara of Rabbi Nesova להכשור בתנוב שדר המוי, תנוב שדר המוי is like arbitration courts. It's not legal courts, but just arbitration courts. So Rabbi Nesova lachshure b'chnuf yemaroyes. So he said, no, only achoyes. Arbitration and the government courts, state courts, is lemar nafshay. But arbitration courts, to whom people submit voluntarily, so that's, there is no umdene of lemar nafshay. So then the Rav Alfi says, v'davke achoyes l'mikab l'sheikh. So the Rosh says, there are two possible pshatim in the Rif. One possible pshat in the Rif is, in view of the fact he mentioned it, right after the Gemara of Rabbine, that the Rif is trying to explain why is Chnuf Yed HaMeroye distinguished from Achoyes. Why? After all, it's also an official court, you know, people submit to it voluntarily. So he says, because a state court, so is, they are very concerned about their reputation. They are the state, they represent the state. Mashinkin arbitration court are not so concerned about their reputation. So they might be Mikabuchi. That's one thing. And the other, and the, so in other words, so that means that stam courts are presumed not to be Mikabuchi. The other pshat is no, that the Derif mentions a certain prerequisite for the kashras of Achoyes, not every court, only if it is known that these judges don't accept bribes. And the Rambam says beferish that Achoyes is kosher only if it is well known that they don't accept bribes.
They're honest.
What?
They are honest.
That yet they don't accept sheikh. because there are so many courts that do accept virus. So that's probably the pshat in the Riv, because the Riv got it from the Rambam. So he mentions two possible pshat. Kosar of Alfi, Dafka, Achoyer, the Mikapte, Sheikh, the Yidane Kavushi, the Mills. He knows how to follow his time with Achoyer, which means Tama Achoyer, so Mikapte, Sheikh, the Aval Knufye, the Ramoye, Chashim und Dilma, Mikapte, Sheikh, the Umisade, Sheikh. Oy, boy, the Mima, Dafka, Achoyer, the Yidilon, the Hanelu, Mikapte, Sheikh, the Rambam, Zal Kosar, the Hushi, you are suing Bachoyer, Shale, Aval Mok. הלילוי וכחובים שנעידי השתה ועל זה השיטר והשיפים שקיים מדוסון של ידועים בקבול השיחת ומסתבר לי דעים קיים נופל פיטה בבירה דמי יועיל עליהם וזה דסתם וכחובים מקבול השיחת כי דיום אלפי קוקיסטי על מסתבר דסתם החויס לא מקבול השיחת זה ישחיל כאן רב ודרוש עסק אשר. If so then the whole heter for Achoyes collapses, because we have to get Edim who testify that they are not Mikabel Sheikhet. A Sheikhet, Stam HaKum is Mikabel Sheikhet, Sigimor in Shabbos, but Stam Achoyes are not Mikabel Sheikhet. But the Rambam is not difficult. I mean, we see that until Watergate, so even now you find judges and government officials who accept Sheikhat. But until Watergate, so it was the universal practice. So why is the Rambam so difficult? But it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether Stam Achoyes is Lo Mikabel Sheikhte, there's the Rosh Shite, the Rambam Shite is no. Only there is a Hagodah Seides, and we establish that this judge is not the Kabbalah. But there is no way I'm going to say this, we have to be chayshit. I suppose the machlekes between Rambam and Rosh would apply to after Watergate just as it applies to before Watergate. Then, Omarove, Haishtore Parsole, the Maskhanle, Babesadi Yisrael, Madvinam Beinid Nechar, Pir Sharashe, Vichosmol of Parsoye Mediatis. Vikashali, the Rabbonim, the Rav Akiva, we didn't even go over that Gemara, but here the Rashi says, Haishtore Parsoye, Masrinoli, Babesadi Yisrael, Madvin Nechare has reference to the case where it's Chosmol of Parsoye Mediatis. Vikashali, the Rabbonim, the Rav Akiva, Pasle Vishtar Shanase Mediatis, Vafil Beid Misiriki, the Pereshri, because if the Amorid Misir Yisrael, how could Rabbi Akiva be Machshir? Mishin Hashin und Dilma Osel Hachshir Leib Misir Ek Meachois Umiyo Rashi Pirish Li Taimim She Pirish Li Yil Di Lihuskru Lifseil Elo Bizman Shenasu Behedit Mishin Dili Kabde Ahuya Nafshay Mashma Dili Posol Elo Dumye Da Achoyez Beloye Idi Misir Adol Beidi Misir Kosha Litvis Minecher. So in other words, Rashi Shite is the Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim is when it was signed by Gates Goyim and no Yemisir. So then Rabbi Akiva is Machshir even without Yemisir and the Chachomim passed it. But with Yemisir the Chachomim are also Machshir. And that's why Rashi Lishitose explains Rove's memory of Haishtore Parsoye, the Maschon Ribabes Hade Yisrael. So, Magvinim Nechar, even though it has a Yachsime, because how does the Rif explain that? The Rif explains that Hashtor Pasoy, the Master Babsadi Yisrael, it was written in Persian, you know, it was written in Persian, but it had no Yachsime altogether. And if it had it in Sira Yisrael, so Magvinim Nechar. But Rashi applies, explains from his memory that it had goy sheidachsi. Anyway, so that's a very strong cash. So that's a very strong cash against Rash How can Rashi say according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is machshir. Why? Even without any misir. And Rashi explains it. Because by Shtore Mome, we are only interested in determining the truth. So what? So the Rabbanon, they say maybe Bishikre Komisad. And Rabbi Akiva holds that there is no Shoshe maybe Sheka. So
why not? Why not? Why is he afraid?
Only Achoyes Lemar Nafshay, but you don't say that the Goy is Koshal Eides because Lemar Nafshay, any Goy is Koshal Eides. So the Tiras Gittin says that the Pshat in Rashi is, Rashi doesn't mean according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, so a star that is signed by a deities in the Gehovim without any Messiah is Koshal. It's inconceivable. But he means in a case where the Leve is made, that it's Emes. It's signed by a Dieter Siddiq HaChavim, and the Leve is made. So then you ask, if the Leve is made, so what? So he does Baldin, so what
kind of problem?
We don't need anything. No, the answer is he's made that he told the Goyishe Edim to sign it, but he's staying another time. He tied times out. Also, you see, Pohua, so like this, so he's Nemo, because of a Mige. So that's the machlokes between, according to Rashi, between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham. So, in other words, in a case where the Leve is made, that it's Emes. But he's staying another time. Only so you see, Porua, another time. So Rabbi Akiva says, since he's made it, so mele itzeraye that this boy is like Achoyes. What's the yichas of Achoyes? The Achoyes don't lie, and stame hediet nakum. So we have no guarantee that he doesn't lie. But here the lady is made it that he doesn't lie. So mele it has the same din like a shtar shenechtam ba'achoyes of Yichovim. So then Migeh will not be effective. It's because achoyes l'mara nafshayes, it's like Edim, Meir Rabbono. It's like Edim. The akosha, chachom lo machshia. So it's Migeh mokim Edim. And so the chachom in Paisli. But Rabbi Akiva says, I mean, on the contrary, the Chachomim say, no, even though he's made it, it doesn't make him Lomar Nafshay. Some Mele, the Leve is staying another tiny, or so you see, or Porua, so is Nemo, and Rabbi Akiva is Machshia. In the case where the Leve is made it, that he told the Chachomim, the deities, to sign it. So Mimele is not Nemon and other tiny on the basis of Mige, because it's like Mige Mokmeid. Because it's like Mige Mokmeid. How is it Edim? The answer is Achores is considered like Edim, Mide Rabon. And according to many Rishonim, it's even given Mechos Mishibodim. According to the Rambam, it's not given Mechos Mishibodim by Achores. But he's not known to say Porua because he can say Shtar b'yodem my boy, so mid Rabbonon. It's a real shtaraye. So mele, according to Rabbi Akiva, if the Leve is made, it becomes the same kind of raya like Achoyes. So then we know that this boy is lemar nafshay. So mele, even if the Leve is staying another time, Porua on, so you see. So it's not Nemo. That's what the Teras Gittin says. Biroshi Chial Rashi, di Meire Beleidi Messira, my time with the Rabbi Akiva Machshia. Ufer Nizdaiti Mire, di Vada in Das Rashi, di Rabbi Akiva Machshia behedit, Beleidi Messira, ki Shalom Akrisha. Die Vada Mede Rabbi Akiva Shin Hedi et Becheskes Nemo Rag de Rashi Miforesh Di Meire Shalewe Mede She Zibola Mlichtiv Shta Rag She Tein Taina Acheres Kein Eine So Yisi Rikaye Yitzvese Lachachom Nemo Mita Mige Di Boyo Yom Akrish Lehem و غبکی به سیبه رو منو میگه نگه ده سکر فی خیل مو دست هاش بیچوبه خوب و بیان تو میگه خواهی میگه با دقاش از وفنس تخویست و ای سیویل غیر مغا نفشه سمه میله ای میگه ایز نت معنی بیکاز ایز میگه مکمید میگه مکمید با اخویست مش بات According to Rashi, Rabbi Shita is, since the Levi is made us, we know that this goy is an honest goy. So it's like Achoyes. So Mele, the Levi is not Nemone than me. It's a very good pshat in Rashi. רבי נסוב על האכשור בכנוף שדר המוי אומר לאי רף רום אחו ישמע בכנוף שדר המוי יש אין אחו אומר רב ההשתורה פרסוי דימסרן אלי בהפסד ישראל מגבינם בבנכר So this is the Rashi, the Rosh Discuss. Shtore Parsoi, Shosu Veloshin Parsi, Vichosmu Parsi, Mediate Yisov. So, in other words, so Rashi Shita is, now we pass not like Rabbi Akiva, we pass like the Chachomim. But according to Rashi, the Chachomim pass it only without any Messiah. But we did in Messiah, it's kosher, according to everybody. So there's the Gemara of Shtore Parsoi. The master of the Pesad of Yisrael, Magdilim Nechav, Vol Yad LeMikre, because the average Jew didn't know Persian. Bidiyad, Vol Binon Ksav Shin Yochel Yisayif, Vilekim, because the Persians were not meticulous about all these requirements. So the Gemara says, Bidya pizza. When it was any yochel is daif, if the parchment was processed with gallnuts or certain chemicals, so that it couldn't be misdaif anymore. Because there are so many requirements in shtars. One of the requirements is that at the end of the shtar, he has to repeat the gist of the shtar. Let's say in the ksuve, v'konino mipleini al koma de miforesh the kosher miforesh liyo bimono de kosher miknebe. So that's chazore minyoni shel shtar. B'shita achene, the Persians, they are not meticulous about these things. B'dimahada, in other words, suppose he does conform to all the requirements. Yochel. So the question is, because it is here, and it has it is here in Israel. So, according to Rashi, according to the other Rishonim, it means, the Anoedech Simegoi, but just it was executed like a Persian star. Persian style and Persian. So then we understand the Gemara's kasha, Yehochem Mishabde Nam, because the halacha is that Ishtar Halvoye, it took your soyas in the Gemara, it tastes disgusted at Dalit, but many of the Rishonim say, so the question is, it's stolen took your soyas in Gemara in Bura Basra, at the end of Basra. Whether Mishas Ksive Shivet Nafshei or Mishas Ksuve Shivet Nafshei. So when Reb Lezer says, Afilein Le'oredi, the Gemara of the Balad, the Dabdin Ramadbeis, Reb Lezer in Racho Pishin Ravedim, or Shnosno of Ne'edim, is Kosha Vigele Mechosu Mishabodim, Shinoedim Chesmen Laget al Mnetikun Ha'ela, of Mnetikun Ha'ela. So there are two pshat in Rashi. One pshat in Rashi is, the first version is, Afal Pishe Nolovedim has reference to get. So why does it discuss Mechos Meshivadim? Because Hoitzio get Veim Oksubo is Goiva. Mechos Meshivadim. So Rav Lezer says, even if the get has no Idachsim, it has a Dimisire, so then she can collect the Ksuve from the Chos Meshivadim. So that means only by get. But by Adashtar Vashtar, Voye with Edim Isir, Vahud Edichsime, you cannot collect from the Chos Meshivadim. But then the other pshat is that get has referenced any shtar, because any shtar can be called get, not get isha. And according to that pshat, there's the pshat of Moses Rishenim. So, Ishtar Voye, without Edichsime and Edim Isir, can collect from the Chosim. Can collect from the Chosim Shabbat. Can collect from the Chosim Shabbat. So, Elosh and Shaini Pirish become tres in Shtamil, who gave him Chosim Shabbat. Vichinir Lam Tamika, that will be four stories, is given in Chosim Shabbat. Elosh and Shaini Pirish become, Elosh and Shaini Pirish become tres in Shtamil, who gave him Chosim Shabbat. Vichinir Lam Tamika, that will be four stories, gave it. They didn't see him in Chosin Shabbatim, till Mashmal Fere Dasre, Dromar Rava, Lochik Rablezah, Begitten, so, anyway, so it's telling the two Yosoyes, whether Mishas Ksuvah Shibit Nafshei, or Mishas Ksuvah. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Yehoche Mishab Dinami. Now, according to most Rishenim, so Haishter Parsoye, the Maschen Oye Bapesadi Yisroel, Magdum Nechare Chare has reference to a shtar that was written in Persian, but it had a Dimisir Yisrael and had no Dimisir. It didn't have a Dimisir Eidach Simegoi. So then the Gemara's Kashi is very understandable. Yehochem Mishab Denam, according to the Rishenim who are Geiris, Mishas Ksive Shibet Nafshe, not Mishas Ksuve Shibet Nafshe. So Mimele, some merit means every star away the Messiah is giving Mechosim Shabbat. So the Gemara gives the Teretz. Leslie Kol. Why is Leslie Kol? Because since it was written in Persian, so he didn't have a call. He didn't have a call. Because in those days, so it wasn't the usual thing for Jews to write Shtoras in Persian. To write stories in Persian. So Mimele, he cannot be given the Chos Meshivadim.
Because it's not public.
It's not, it doesn't arouse any notoriety. It's not known. Now let's see the Rashi. V'liyadu eidim shemosu b'tneil im mikved v'liyadu ma'ininu v'eichem yisad l'achaz man alo de milse shen yochel izayiv sheyaklaf nisukom ba'apotzin בישאסיבודי שאיסי נאיסי שוחר ושוב נעוד מאיסי בו מחק וחיזר וקיסרו מפני שהוא ניקה וקלפי פרסי מנו מבודים באפוצו ועודם יוכלים חיק כסובי ומניח סמסעידים וקיסף למעלה מו מן הרבה מיוני של שטר בשיטה אחרינו כדאמרים פרגת פושב וקומינו מפליני הכל מהדיקוס ומפורש ליל סדס יופיינת נפק סובי עדיין Bin Hada Shemurza Vishitachin. Now, but that's according to all the other Rishonim. According to all the other Rishonim, so the Kasha of Gemara Mocha Mishabdi is very understandable. On the contrary, the Teretz involves a Chiddush. Why Leslie call it? Because it's written in Persian, so what? What difference does it make it? In order to produce a call, it has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh. So you have to say it's not because. It's true that Bisman Chazal, usually it wasn't written in Persian, but it's not only that as it was written in Lashon HaKodesh. But you see, the Gemara's Kashi was for being exception Yochel Izayev. So, generally speaking, any shtar that was written in Persian under the supervision of the Persian goyim, so they were not midagdik. Yes, Yochel Izayev, not Yochel Izayev. So, Mele, since most of the shtores were Yochalis diet, so even if a certain shtar happened to be written on cultivated, processed parchment, but it didn't produce a korban. But that's a chiddush. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, it's on the contrary. We have to understand the Gemara's kasha. Yochal mishabde namel. According to Rashi, it is a friend's shtar pasoye. That had goyim signed on it, but it had a dimisir Yisrael. So the kasha is, how is it that is magbim nechar? How is it magbim nechar? So it's mizuyif miteich. So you have to say, and the din of mizuyif miteich, it applies to shtamatana also, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we have to say that he has reference to a case where the goyim was signed and the shtar pasoye had chinis mevok. And then it's Rasha l'shitose, because we see Rash teis v'shiteis, that just as we are geizah bagitin noshin shukha avodim, even b'shinis mevokim. So, only Rav Shimon is matter, but Tanekame, the Rabbonon, pasle it. But Rashi shite is not like that. Rashi shite is that even the Rabbi Tanekame who passels only by getting notion is geizah. But by Shtorim Omeni is not geizah. He's not geizah. So according to Rashi, we have to apply it to Hashtore Pasoye that it was Shemis Mevok. Otherwise, it's Mizuyev Mitoichet. How can he be geizah from Nechar? It's possible. So it has reference to Shemis Mevok. So then the kasha of the Gemara is, why does the Gemara say Yehochem Mishab the Namen? The answer is because according to Rashi, that by Shem is Mavokim, even Tanikame is Machshir. So the whole psul of Mizuyif Miteich is only by Shem is Shem Mavokim. But by Shem is Mavokim, there is no psul de Rabbonon of Mizuyif Miteich. Some of Mele, he should be able to collect from Shibodim also. So the Mogi Teretz, no. Since they are Goyishe, even though there is no psul of Mizuyif Miteichai, but quality doesn't have. Alright, so that's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi.
So what you said that this works with the Lashon, that even without the signatures you collect from Shabbatim, because these aren't the Yoykis, so they're Yoykis.
Only that Lashon. Only according to that Lashon. According to other Lashon, how could the Gemara be Salkedaitach that he should collect from the Chosm Shabbatim? Only according to that Lashon. And that's the Shita of most Hashem. Now the Rashi, Leslie Kohen, the Vishen Chesmi Yisrael, decided the Chesim HaShtore in the Matke Likohen, Ulfichach in Alikeach Nifsa, Domali Lehavi Yadane Di Mishtabedwach, Ulfirbei Zamrinon, Di Chesim HaLei Yisrael, is Torif Mishabdi. Torif Mishabdi.
How
can
we collect from
the Aquarius
with the star?
If
the Edom aren't good Edom, why wouldn't the Aquarius be okay to collect from them?
Because by Shemis Mevokim, according to Rashi, by Shtori Momin, there is no psul of Mizuyif.
Even if the plan of psul of Mizuyif can talk about it, it's not Chaloyse, but if the Shtar works or doesn't work,
it's a good Shtar, but it has
a Shtar Raya.
It has a Misir.
But why is it a good Shtar Raya, though? Egg and the Misir won't make a Shtar into a Shtar
Raya. Right, so that we discussed. The 2 days, whether Ishtar Alvoye Vedi Misir can collect from the Chosim Shabbatim or not. So it could be, we said at that time, it could be explained in 2 ways. The question, one way is whether the Chosim Shabbatim is stolen Ishtar Kinyan or Ishtarai. So in other words, we could say that those Rishenim would say that only get with the Misir can collect from the Chosim Shabbatim, because Yitzio get veinim or ksuvo gave ksuvos mashein chain shtor alvoye with the Misir cannot collect because the Misir can make it into Ishtar Kinyan, but not into Ishtar Raya, because by the Misira, when the, you always have to produce the Misira in Bezn, so the Misira are not attached to the Ishtar. Suppose they didn't go in the Zayam, no Raya. So it's an extraneous, it's Chutzul Ishtar, not extraneous, it's a Raya Vedas, but not an intrinsic Raya, it's an extrinsic, external Raya, I mean Avedis. So Memele, and in order to collect from the Chosmish Bodim, so the Shtar has to be a Shtar Raya. And that's the Pshat of Kol. Kol doesn't mean just Kol. So it means that there is a Shtar Raya, that the Halvoye is evidenced by Shtar Raya. And then, and the Rishonim who say that it can collect from the Chosmish Shibodim, they hold that inasmuch, even though Midaraise, we pass from like the Mandoma, that Shibud the Raise, so even Nuval Pei is giving the Chosmish Shibodim. But the Chachomim were mafkia, Mipshum Psevid Likuches, they were mafkia the Shibud the Raise. So Mele, the Takonis Chachomim was that the Halvoy itself is not Mishabat, the Nechos, Lekuches. But the Shtar is the Mishabat, so it's Ishtar Kinyan. So Memele, Eri Misire makes the Shtar into Ishtar Kinyan.
How does it work with the Necheri though?
What?
That'll work with Nekeel, that's a Shtar Kinyan in regard to Mishabodim, but how does it work with Kabi being a Raya with Kabi Necheri?
Necherim you can collect the Milva Alpe also, I mean, so you don't need
Someone, but if you want to use a Shtar and a pill, then the label will say it's Mizuyu. He has nothing, there's nothing he could do about that.
So you have to produce the Misir.
Oh, and if not, without
the Misir. Of course, without producing Misir, there's no Raya, it's a piece of paper.
And this that the Gemara says, like Necherim, what does the Gemara mean with that?
Does if he produces the Misir. Of course, Without the Misir, he has a piece of paper. What does he have? He has nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then we said that even we see from the Rishonim that Eidi Misir, that there is a difference between Shtar Shiyochel is Daif. So then Eidi Chsimen Shtar Shiyochel is Daif. So then it's not Ishtar Raya in any way. And Eidi Misir, but it's not Ishtar Shiyochel is Daif. Even though without Eidi Misir coming to Bezdin, so you have no Raya, but once Eidi Misir testify in Bezdin, then it's considered, then the Shtar is considered Ishtar Raya also. So in other words, that both Rishonim, the Rishonim who say that it can be given, and the Rishonim who say that he cannot be gave the Misir from the Chosmish Bodim can hold that in order to be given the Chosmish Bodim, it doesn't have to be Ishtar Kinyan, but it has to be Ishtar Raya. Still, many Rishonim say that he can be gave because it is Ishtar Raya.
Ishtar Kinyan.
No, it is Ishtar Raya. Ishtar Kinyan, of course it is. And the Rishonim who say no, because they say since the Raya is not inherent in the Shtar, so Mele is, even when the Eidim testify in Bezdin, the Shtar is not considered the Shtar. Boyim in Erish Lokish Merab Yechon. Eidim Hachsurim Raget. Now something else. That's not our Sugye, but that old Rishonim discuss it in our Sugye. That's told in Tugya Soyis, that you test in Git, that you test on the base. Omar Ravashi, the middle of the Omet. Omar Li Ravune Banos, Hoche Omar Ameima, Haishtore Parsoye, Dirsima Leisade Yisoyer, Magvinum Beim Mishabd. No, the other Gemara. Rav Pope, the Gemara before, Kaverosali Kame Ishtore Parsoye, the Ovid Bachoye Shalakum, Mikra Lohu Lishnei Akum. זה שלוי בפני זה במסיח לביטומי אמין ונבר in the morris you find תקוסים not whenever let's say כל איש שלוי תקוסי so there תקוסי is the right word but most of the places you find תקוסי every time it's really happened that's because of the censorship so I don't know in many gemaras in our gemaras it shouldn't be a way I mean they shouldn't have all these things that the censor put in so here it's not kusi it's akum kol rav popek avos likam ishtor pasoye deobit b'achoye shel akum mikralu lishnei dikhovim ze shalei bifni ze b'fisiach lefitumei ומגווה בי במשאבדה. So that means that שטר נעשה באחורי של עקום is given from the חוסם שבול. Given from the חוסם שבול. You ask if we say that it is a שטר קניין, how do you say that? So the answer is מדרבנון, so השטר, השטר, so עשויים באחורי, there is a din of a שטר קניין also. שטר רעיון, שטר קניין. But most Rishonim's gear say is the way it appears in our text is that Haish Kavosel Kameishtor Pasoye David Bachoye Shalakum Makal Lishnei Ak Rikhovim Zeshali Bifnize Bisiach Lefitume Umagve Mishav. However, the Rambam's gear say is Umagve Ben Nechare Umagve Ben Nechare but not Mishabodi. So Kolashtore Soila is Bahoy Shalivika Hovim. Slashtore Soila is Bahoy Shalivika Hovim is Kshere, so according to most Rishonim, so it's given from the Chosm Shibodim also. And according to the Rambam, it's only given from the Chosm Necher. So you could say, the Rishonim Muagere is the way it appears in our text. Umaglem Mishabde, how can it? Gave him a chosin mishabodim. After all, milva al peh is not given a chosin mishabodim. All the milva bishtah, the answer is mid rabbonon. It has a din of milva bishtah. It's milva bishtah mid rabbonon. It's considered milva bishtah. But the Rambam he is given some magvim nechare, the magvim nechare. So that means, but mishabodim not. Why mishabodim not? You could say because it doesn't have, because even with Rabbonon it doesn't have a Chaleishem Shtarkin. It's not a Shtarkin. It's Shtarkin. So why is it kosher? Because it's a Raya. Like Chazoke, like Rov. Achoyes Limara Nafshai. There's the flame shot in the Ram. In other words, it's not a Chachomim or Misakin, it has a Chaleishem Shtarkin. He goes post latest, starest the latest. So he's an honest guy, he doesn't lie. But that doesn't make him intanatus, some melee, so he cannot begin a chosm shibodim. But necheri, we don't need a chaleishem shtar. But there is another Rambam that seems to contradict that. There is a aloche of shtar biyode my boy. Shtar biyode my boy. In other words, if Reuven produces a shtar avoy against Shimon, the shtar says that Shimon borrowed from Reuven $1,000, and Shimon says, I paid it. So then, and Reuven says, no, you didn't pay it. So he has to pay, because shtar b'yodem my boy. The fact...
What's it doing? What's it doing in my
hand? The fact that he is able to produce it indicates that he didn't pay it, because had Shimon paid, he would have been surrendered. He would have been surrendered to Reuven. So now the question is, how about a shtar that was written, that has no aid, but ksav yodei? So he cannot be given from the chosm shebori. But can he be given? Can he be taken power? So there is a machlekes Rishonim on that question. The machlekes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that by shtar that was written, shtar avoye that was written in ksav yodei of the Levi without any, without any chsime, without any misire, just ksav yodei of the Levi. So it's a big, it's a good riot because he does baldi. He does baldi. So Sad Balamoya says, so there is machlekes Hashem. It's not all Balamoya, all the Rishenim are divided in it. There are some Rishenim who say that he cannot say Perua because Shtor B'yodim my boy. And that, but the Rambam Shiti is, he can say Perua. We cannot apply the raya of Shtor B'yodim. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Rambam Perk Yudalef Nuch Esmal Ovelayda Aloch HaGimu Hei Tzi Alof Ksav Yodei Sheu Chayev Lai Vein Shemaydim Af Al Pi Sheu Zah Ksav Yodei Bibesden Harei Ze Kinu Ve Al Per Lichol Dobo Vin Toan Shepora Nish Baheses Vnifta. His name? Why couldn't the Malve say Shtob, you're my boy. Shtob, my boy. Vini, the Rambam Shiti is no. He cannot, we do not apply the raya of Shtob, you're my boy to a shtar that was written by Chsav Yodin. Only a shtar that is aided, not a shtar that was written by Chsav Yodin. Even he gave it by Chsav Zeh, loy min ha-yorshim ve loy min ha-lakuchas. Ve loy min ha-lakuchas. Now, so let's see what the Magid Mishnah says. Vim toan tzupora, Sforas Hagenim Ksubo Baalochas Shenemon Lema Poraiti. Vechein des Deshitis Hagenim, Vechein Kosva Rambanza, Umipnei Shenigevim Shibod. So why is he Nemon to say Poraiti? Because we don't say Shtob Yod my boy. Because since it's not given Mishubodim, so it does not have a din of shtar. But Nechari can be given because the Mula Alpe can also be given. But to say shtar beyond my boy, it has to have a Chaleiz din shtar. Chaleiz din shtar. We rave the Amforsh, so there's the Shittas Agenim, we rave Amforsh Machenim. Avo, Haraz, the Srabin Zarachi, Balamoya, the Arashbazal Nechlikalim, the Omu Shein Nemon Lima Poraiti. In other words, that even though it's not given the Chosim Shibodim, but Shtor B'yodim my boy, we apply. So what's the Machlekes? What's the Machlekes? The question is, what kind of a Raya is Shtor B'yodim my boy? Is it an extraneous Achoch based upon Minik? Minet neodo. It's extraneous achoch. Like a choyz lemara nafshai. It's extraneous achoy. Judges don't lie. So here, the derech ha'ilam is prudent people. When they pay debt, they demand the surrender of the shtar. Right. That's the way prudent people act. A businessman. If somebody pays up a debt and doesn't demand the surrender of the shtar, it shows he's not a prudent person. He's not a good businessman.
But it happens.
It happens. Everything happens. Some melee, it's a right. The fact that Reuven is able to produce the shtar indicates that it wasn't paid. Had it been paid by Shimon, he would have demanded a surrender.
Right.
So it's an extraneous achor. Or it's a right of shtoris. It's a right of shtoris. You see that all the Rishonim say that even, I mean except Rabbi Netav, but all the other Rishonim say that even according to Rabbi Lezer, and we pass like Rabbi Lezer, the Nisira Kars, but the Yachsime without the Nisira is good, even by Gitanoshe, where there is Aloche of Indoroshe Be'arvo Pochas Mishnayim, Likimado. So, Noid Misira, where is the Kimado? The answer is, the Idirsime are the Idirsime. But if you are to ask the Idirsime, was the get Nimsa? So they'll tell you. How should we know? We only know we signed a get and we gave it to the Baal. whether the Baal gave it to the Isha or he changed his mind, that we don't know. So they themselves don't know. And we say that the Chassidim said, that's the Aloch of Shtoris. That's the Aloch of Shtoris. So it's a Rayas HaShtar. Because when a Baal Dovah holds the Shtar, so then the Shtar says many, many things that you couldn't even find inside the Shtar. That's the Aloch of Shtoris. So, case in Shtar Leva, how Pishim Alvime, case in Shtar Lebara, how Pishim Yishtime. Some Mele de Dechsime don't know whether there was a Kenyan, there was not a Kenyan. Maybe he changed his mind about it. He didn't divorce his wife. But once the Isha produces the get, so then the Shtar testifies that there was a Messias again. So it's a Rayas HaShtar. So Shtar B'yodim my boy is also a Rayas HaShtar. It's not an extraneous Achor. It's not just an extraneous Achor based upon the practice of people, the Minag Neodom. It's a Rayas HaShtar. So if you look, that's the Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban on one end and the Rashbo and the Balamoy and the Rashbo on the other end. The Rambam and the Ramban say that the Shtar of Ksav Yodei, it can be given from the Chosm Nechel. Why? Because it's a good raya, there is a Idraz Baldin. But to say Shtar of Yodei, my boy, that we cannot say. That's a raya Shtores. When does it have a Halishim Shtar if it has Eidus? Ksav Yodei, it does not give it a Halishim Shtar. But you ask, how about get Kosov Ksav Yodei? So as the Rashbo says, because the special Zeros are Kosov, because. But by other stories, Ksav Yodei is not Ishtar. But to begin with Chosm Nechirim, you don't need Ishtar. He does Baldin. So what's the difference whether the he does Baldin is written or it's all? But Shtar, you're my boy, has to be Ishtar.
So what's the argument between them?
One second. So maybe the Rambam and the Ramban say that if the Malve produces Ishtar of Ksav Yodei against the Leve, and the Leve says Poraiti is Nemo. He's Nemo. But the Balamoya and the Rashbo say, no, it's not a Raya of Shtores. Because the Piroin, that takes place long, long after the Kinyan. Insofar as the Mesira Sashtar is concerned, so it's signed for that purpose, in order to be Nimsa. So Mela we say, why do Eidim sign Ishtar? He get, why? In order that the Baal should hand it over to the Isha. So Mela the Raya of Shtores. So the Yechsime are considered the Eidibiru and the Mesira, because the Ishtar was written for that purpose. Masha'im kin ligabi poroyim, can you say the Ishtar is written for the purpose of paying it? I mean, that takes place after that.
Maybe nafkamina would be also. Let's say the Malvin himself wouldn't be sure. So if it's a Raya of Shtoris, he would still get it because that's what the Shtar is saying. But if it's only if it's just a fachat status, then that's the
corroborate
of his time.
So the Balamoyer and the Rashbo hold it's not a Raya of Shtoris. It's an extraneous echoch. Extraneous echoch. Based upon the practice of prudent people. Some male, like Xavier Day, we also have the tribe. So now the question is, the Rambam Shite obviously is that Shtor B'yod my boye requires, is a Raya of Shtores. It's not a Yechoches Dodis. It's not a Yechoches Dodis. That's the reason as to why Ishtar Ksav Yodei. So he's nemon to say Porua. How about Ishtar also Ba'achoy Yishlakum? There the Rambam Beferesh says, that he's not nemon to say Porua. Rambam says in Perichov Zayin of Hilchas Malvei, Halach Aleph, it's a long halach. Shtar shekosu v'choloshein v'chol tzad, imo yosu ketikun shtore Yisrael, shem yecholim leizdai v'leilehesi v'leilekreya, v'ho yeidof Yisrael, v'yeidin lekreisei, הרי הוא כושר וגיבים בימינם שבורים. אבל כל השטורס שחסמי נעקום, הרי לפסולים חוץ משטורי מקח וממחה ושטורי חייף. והוא שייתן המויז בפניהם ויכתבו בשטר לפנינו, ויכתבו בשטר לפנינו מונופלינו לפלינו כך וכך מהמחה הרוי מויז החייף. והוא שיהיו עשויים באחוי שלהם. אבל במוקים קיבוץ פוליהם ולא יקים השיפת שלהם לא יהיה לו כלום וכן צריך מידי ישראל שיעידו עלי לעקום שמידי שטר אבל זה השיפת שלהם שקיים מידוסון שנידון בקבול שייך אתה מין דז למחלקת בתין רמם דרוש ואם חוסכו שטורי עקום דובר מכל אלו הרי נכחרס וכן שטורי חי וידויס ומתוניס ופשוריס ומחיליס שהם בעידים שלהם, אף על פי שיריש בהם כל הדברים שמונינו, הרי הם כחס. והירו רבי סי, שאפילו שטור חייף שלהם, שנוסנו המויז בפניהם מפסול, ולא יכשירו אלו שטור עם מקח וממחה, שנוסנו המויז בפניהם.